We have in the spirit of Saint Francis, which is all of Pope Francis's words that kind of mirror the themes many people associate with Francis of Assisi, one of the most beloved saints, of course, of all time. So simplicity, humility, care for creation, poverty, all of those themes that are so prominent in the life of Francis of Assisi, Pope Francis has picked up on. So kind of we've tried to put together the golden nuggets, I'll say, of his sayings so people can get to know the Pope through some of his writings, his speeches, his words on those themes.
Were there correlations between St. Francis and Pope Francis that surprised you as you were putting this book together?
Yeah, certainly. It's kind of surprising to see a Pope with a sense of humor. He's playful. He's funny. He's very creative. He's a bit of a poet, too, which I haven't seen too many people speak to, but he uses metaphors a lot, and that's very delightful. And I think Francis of Assisi was known, too, for being a troubadour, is what people said. You know, very playful, very joyful spirit.
Does that make the Pope more accessible, you think, to the average person?
Without a doubt. You have a sense this guy is very down to earth. He came from a super ordinary family, a family of migrants, middle class, had a large family. He was the eldest of five. And he grew up, you know, working, and he had a boss, a woman who was a boss, which is unusual for a pope to have had that kind of background. So some of the basic life experiences he's had make him even more accessible, and he tells stories about his early life.
Was there a passage, a quote from Pope Francis that really stuck out to you as you were putting this book together?
Well, many people remember one of the very first statements he made after he chose the name Francis. He said, I chose that name because Francis is known as the saint of the poor, the saint of poverty, and the saint who loved and cared for creation. And I think that's a very compelling way to start your pontificate.
What do you think it is about Pope Francis? I mean, do you think it is this hearkening back to these values that St. Francis espoused that has made people so excited for the Pope's visit here to the United States?
Yeah, there's another Jesuit, Tom Rees, who says this Pope preaches the straight gospel. Very direct, very much going back to the scriptures. He uses a lot of the Hebrew scriptures, too. So some of that, I would say, unadorned gospel strikes people as marvelous in this day. There's not layers of doctrine and dogma over everything that he says.
He just gets straight to the point.
Yes, does not pull punches, is not afraid to make people angry or upset. In fact, I think he likes being what some people call a disruptor.
Is there a tradition of disruptors in Catholicism, in the history of the church?
There is in religious life, and that's very important to say that he's a Jesuit. And because he's a Jesuit, we all here in St. Louis know the Jesuits, he is both an intellectual and a rabble-rouser to a degree, in the positive sense of trying to be sure that the kingdom of God is going to be experienced by the people on the margins and the people who are most far away from whatever benefits our society provides.
Now, Pope Francis is obviously coming to the United States in part because the World Meeting of Families is going to be happening in Philadelphia at the same time. He's going to be saying a mass there, speaking there. Your second book is The Blessing of Family. Tell me about this theme in Pope Francis's words. How important is the theme of family to the Pope?
Very important in that quite early in his papacy, just 7 months after, he called the first, what's called the Preparatory Synod on the Family, putting it front and center on his agenda. Now, he was doing a lot of other stuff. He was reforming the Curia and fired a bunch of cardinals. Very interesting. But at the same time, he said, we have to talk about the family, especially families that are struggling in society because of war, because of immigration and migration. We all have refugees on our mind, or other ways that society alienates poor families. So he's especially concerned about families that are struggling.
There's a lot of anticipation for what the Pope might be saying during his U.S. visit. What do you anticipate he'll be talking about in regards to the family?
He'll certainly be speaking about how policymakers can support the family. In fact, I wonder if he'll start with that when he first is in New York and speaking before Congress later in Washington, D.C. I think he might make some strong statements about how we have to create policies with care that favor those who are struggling and who are poor. But he's also going to be encouraging. I mean, he loves to just tell families, you're the heartbeat of society. Strong families are what this society is built on in every society. So I think there'll also be just some positive encouragement for families.
Now, you did say he's a bit of a rabble-rouser, and he has angered some conservative Catholics with some of the, they're not dogmatic changes, but he has emphasized new and different ways to approach the family, particularly divorced Catholics. Do you think that we'll see some of that when he's here?
I think he often speaks about the importance of being inclusive and welcoming to everyone, any kind of person in any situation. And yes, I think we will see that. I think he'll speak directly to those families that might have experienced separation, loss, divorce, violence. I know he's going to meet with homeless families in New York, and he's going to meet with the incarcerated in Philadelphia. And a lot of those individuals have gone through some rough family situations. So I think some of his most interesting talks, in fact, he often goes off script, will probably be at those more intimate gatherings that are very close to his heart.
What do you think people are hoping to hear from the Pope when he's in the United States?
I think most of us know our world is in trouble, whether you're a person of faith or not. Here in St. Louis, of course, we all think about policing and race relations. I hope he touches on that, especially when he's in New York. I think we want to hear the message that he often brings of hope. We know that it's going to require change on our part, but we all want to see a better day tomorrow. And I think he's going to speak to that. What can we do to begin to turn things around, this old Titanic?
Is there a message that particularly St. Louis Catholics can take from the Pope?
I think the message often is, if you are not rubbing shoulders with people who have less than you do, you are not fulfilling your duty as a human being. He wouldn't even just say as a Catholic. He says, we are united. We are all connected. He uses those words a lot. If you don't realize it, your fellow neighbor's suffering is actually impacting your entire community. And when you turn a blind eye to it, you're only hurting yourself. So I think one of his challenges will be, what are you doing practically to reach out to somebody in need in your community?
What are you looking forward to hearing from the Pope? You're obviously going to be attending the visit. Where will you be seeing him, and what do you hope to hear?
Yeah, he'll be in Philadelphia. That's where I'll be. And most of his talks are in Spanish, which I'm thrilled about. I'm Spanish speaking. And there's always, of course, a slight different accent when you hear something said in the original language. So I'm really looking forward to his off-script, off-the-cuff remarks. You can read all the official statements online, usually even sometimes just at the same times he's giving these speeches. But it takes often the translators days to translate his other materials, and those can be some very fun moments. I do hope he speaks about race relations in our country, immigration, and women in the church. I think that's one area he still has a lot of work to do.
Expound a little bit on that. What do you think that he might say? What do you hope he says regarding women's role in the church?
My dream would be that he would call some kind of conference, I don't even care what it is, but an important conference in which there were more women than men at the event. I just saw the list of who will be attending the Synod of the Families, and I didn't exactly count. I was afraid to. But it looks like it's 95% men, of course. You know, yes, it's a synod of bishops, but there are auditors, there are observers. I wish that had been more populated with women. So someday I'd like to see an important decision-making body that is primarily populated by women. And there's a whole lot more to do than that, but that's a beginning step. And I think he might be willing to take that in time.
Why do you think that's important?
In the Catholic Church, women at this time still cannot be priests, cannot be ordained, and don't have strong decision-making roles with few exceptions. It is the male clergy or religious brothers who are often calling the shots. And a lot of women, you know, I would presume my own daughters and a lot of daughters out there, feel like this church does not fit our current American democratic society where women have all kinds of opportunities. The church is quite far behind. It may not be true in other countries, but in our country, we have to begin to see some change.
Pope Francis is obviously very popular with the media. What do you hope the media reports on, doesn't distort maybe, from Pope Francis when he comes here?
Well, about his popularity, he just said something this week. He's done a couple of Spanish language radio interviews. And he said, when someone asked him, well, how do you feel about being popular? He said, well, look at Jesus. He was popular. Look what happened to him. So the popularity thing, I would hope the media would get off the rah-rah train, I'm a little tired of it, and really listen closely to his words. All of us, I think, probably want to take in his words deeply and look past what we've created as sort of an idol and made him into a rock star, which I hear he absolutely despises. It's the one time he got angry when someone called him the super pope. I haven't heard of him getting angry publicly too many times. Because what does that do? That absolves us of our responsibility to be part of the work, whatever the work is in society. No, he's going to do it. The great Holy Father's going to do it. I can see why it angers him. So I hope the message, more than the man, is the focus of the media.
What spiritually are you hoping to take from this experience of getting to see him in Philadelphia?
I think many of us, as we walk in the church, whatever church we're part of for a long time, begin to feel a little jaded or cynical or dead. It's a word he uses. We have to wake up, get out of our feeling of we can't move forward, things are hopeless, the church is never going to change. What I hope to take away personally is that feeling of, oh, wait a minute, this is a new day. This guy is very different, and we could make a fresh start, not just at the level of society or at the level of our local churches, but actually in our own life. If we're beginning to feel kind of dead or lifeless spiritually, if you listen to this Pope's words closely, he's very much an optimist, and you will hear that he has a sense of hope and promise for the future that I think is infectious and will get a lot of people lit up.